Hi guys, so this is another script fill that I said I would do. You're all, as I said, super welcoming when I verified, and a few people had suggestions of things they'd like to hear. And I said I'd like the practice, so here we go, I guess. Let me just get the script up. So this one is a Sherlock Holmes one for you. I feel like maybe my accent will carry this one. Why, Mr. Holmes, I almost passed you by here in the mist. What brings you back to this dreadful place? A few more steps and you'd be in the clutches of the Grim Maire. You escaped it once, albeit with the help of others. I fear it would not be so careless as to let you go a second time. No, don't leave. I'm not here to mourn my husband. He was a beast and a fool. To be swallowed in the grim and smothering muck was too kind a fate for him. Does my honesty shock you, Mr. Holmes? I would not have thought a man of your intellect would be so provincial. My husband conspired to murder Sir Henry. Should I not celebrate that such a heinous act was averted, that justice was done? Is the mire any different than the hangman's noose? Slower, more torturous, perhaps. The way it moves and grips and sucks, but the end is the same. Sir Henry understands me. He sees kinship in our sacred victimization. Once a proper amount of time has passed, a year or so, he'll propose to me, and I shall become the Lady of Baskerville Hall. The land and riches my husband sought by murder, I will achieve by marriage. We'll not stay here in Dartmoor, of course. In truth, sir, the mire terrifies me. The thick syrupy grip of the bog, the way it turns your every attempt to escape to its own advantage, the heaving, horrid softness of it. It is a thing to inspire nightmares. My late husband knew my fear. He relished in it. That's why he made his lair on an island deep in the Grimpen's heart. That's why he insisted I aid and accompany him. Although insisted is such a pale word for the way he brutalized me. Why I come here still, Mr. Holmes, to conquer my terror, to face that which most frightens me, the same reason I face you now. When did you realize the plan to murder Sir Henry was mine and not my husband's? Pray be honest, sir. Your condemnation is plain in your cold looks and in the stern, formal way you address me. 'Twas how you treated my husband when you began to suspect him. Your every sneer is an accusation. So tell me, what clue did we drop unnoticed? What word whispered our falseness? A matter of character. Ah, yes, I see now. My husband was not a subtle man. He fancied himself clever when he was barely cunning. A beast and a fool. A man like one involving the hound required a plan like one involving the hound required a more devious mind. I am impressed, Mr. Holmes. I'd fashioned my role as that of a damsel in distress. I thought your chivalric nature would blind you to my actions, or at least you would attribute my involvement to the frailty of my sex. Perhaps you're not as provincial as I thought. So what's to be done? Do you tell Sir Henry of these suspicions? Another shock to his weak heart may kill him. Do you insist the local constable arrest me? You have no evidence. Still, I'd prefer you not to hunt and harass me. I need no new hound in my life. So perhaps we can come to terms. Here in the mist, where motive, like vision, becomes blurred and dreamlike. Let's see how provincial you are. You presume I'm wearing this long coat and thick stockings and my late husband's gumboots to stave off the chill of the moor. In truth, they are convenient camouflage. If I drop the coat, step out of the boots, only the stockings remain. The rest of me is naked, Mr. Holmes, clad only in mist. Scandalous. A proper young lady like myself, displayed like a 2-shilling girl in a London alley. You want me, don't you, Holmes? That grim, pinched expression you wear is a mask, else you'd have picked up my coat and flung it at me, or turned on your heel and fled. You men, beasts and fools. Not that I blame you. I am beautiful. These breasts. Imagine my hand is your hand, touching them, tracing them, squeezing. Oh, a pinch. Mr. Holmes, you like some pain in your play. Oh, that hurts, you wicked man. And what of your other hand, sliding down like this, between my thighs, teasing me, making me wet, inside me. Is this getting you hard, Holmes? The sheer impropriety of it. A woman with her fingers inside herself, knowing where to touch, how to touch. Like this. And this. A woman who knows what pleasure is. Do you want to take me, Holmes? Tame me? Why do you think my late husband punished me so? Terrorized me with tales of the mire. It's because he knew I didn't need him. I'm going to come, Holmes, while you stand there and glare and sweat, while your cock grows and your morals shrivel. What will it take for you to join me? Should I press myself up against you? Like this? Grind against you? Oh yes, grab my wrists. Let me rub and rasp against your hard, trapped cock. Yes. Oh, Holmes. Such a stern face. Such reserve. Such purity. Such a lie. I know what you want. I can feel the shape of your sin. Your hard, hard sin. You're a beast, Holmes, like every man. I disgust you. I inflame you. If I can do this, naked on the moor, what else might I do? What damp dreams might I fill? Oh, I'm gonna come. God, I'm gonna come. Yes. You're a fool, Holmes. Like every man. Letting me get close. Thinking a woman is no threat because she's naked. Because you're holding her wrist tight to your chest. Where her fingers can stroke your throat. And her nail can flick. Now you push me away. And such a hard shove. I might have fallen in this mud. You don't like the pain in my play? It's just a scratch, little man. But the nail is tipped with a soporific compound. You feel it already, don't you? Don't worry, it's not lethal. You'll just become confused and cooperative. Willing, say, to take a short walk in the mist with me. The drug will wear off in an hour or so. Of course, by then you'll be at the bottom of the bog, another victim of the great Grimp and Mire. I'll watch while you splash and struggle. Then I'll wipe away any evidence, put on my coat and boots, and walk blameless into Sir Henry's arms. My one regret is that the drug will make you too docile to plead. I would dearly love to hear you beg as you sink, to have my name be the last on your lips as the mud closes over you. That sound would excite me through all the nights to come. Alas, I can't have everything. Come now, Holmes. Follow your stocking-footed vixen deeper into the mist. The mire is only a few steps away. What is this? No, I can't move my feet. My feet. This mud you shoved me into. My feet are stuck. We were closer to the mire than I thought. The mist. This damn mist. I can't get out. Holmes, give me your hand. Fight the drug and give me your hand. I'm trapped, you fool. The mire has my feet. It's like glue. Glue that I've stepped in some horrible sticky paste in my stockinged feet. I'm sinking. Don't just gape at me. Reach out. Take my hand. Pull me free. Holmes, for the love of God, man, help me. Look at me, Holmes, look at me. I'm beautiful, so beautiful. I can be yours. I can do things for you and to you and for you. Things that you've never dreamed of, please. I'm up to my thighs in this muck, over my stockings. I can't feel any bottom. There's no bottom, nothing under my feet but thicker, heavier mud. I'm sinking deeper. This can't be happening. Not to me, not to me. Oh, it's so sticky and gripping and sucking. It's swallowing me up, up to my hips. I can't pull me free. No, please, no, not the mire, not in the mire. It's so thick and soft, I must get out. I must, I'm onto my breasts. Holmes, wake up. Give me your hand, I'm sinking. Save me. You must save me. Oh, it's touching my chin. Oh, you wicked man, you beast, you fool. A single push and all my plans, all my riches, all my beauty lost. Holmes, I beg you, the mire.